Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 450 head will be selling, 225 Angus bulls, 50 Hereford bulls, 50 registered Angus and Hereford springbred heifers, 70 commercial springbred heifers, and 30 commercial fall calving pairs. You can attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and LiveAuction.tv. For more information, go to ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 3rd.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, even though cash traded mostly a dollar higher in both the North and the South, cattle futures were unable to find support, posting triple-digit losses in nearby contracts for the day yesterday. Weekly export sales were not as good as hoped, with 15,200 metric tons. That may have added to the negative trade as well. Now, likely the focus on the trade turned to the upcoming cattle on-feed report today. On-feed numbers as of September 1 estimated at 100% of a year ago. Placements are expected at 98.5%, with marketings at 106%. October hogs recorded a fourth consecutive day of losses, as traders just are not excited about the market. Cash was significantly lower, with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing a loss of $4.12. However, the bright spot was the $3.53 increase in cutouts. This was not enough to generate buying interest from traders. Weekly export sales were good, with 29,000 metric tons sold. December Kansas City wheat is trading down 9 since early today, caught in the bearish web of Friday morning's commodity prices, but also encountering possible resistance from the 100-day average at $10.05 for the first time since prices broke lower this summer. Similar to corn and soybeans, USDA is estimating the lowest U.S. ending stocks of wheat in 9 years at 610 million bushels. Now, December corn is trading 8 cents lower early today, part of a risk-off start to the day that's taking nearly all commodity prices lower, as more central banks follow the lead of the Federal Reserve in raising interest rates and threaten to slow the world's economies. Once again, we see the cross currents of bearish outside market worries pulling back grain prices at a time when supplies of most crops are expected to be tighter in 22 and 23. Now, November soybeans trading 7 cents lower early today, also caught in a combination of risk-off selling and possible harvest-related pressure. Similar to corn, soybeans also have an expectation for tight supplies in the next marketing year. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
On our livestock futures, well, the live cattle, October down 102, 144.85. December down 140, 149.35. October feeder cattle down 125, 177.97. November down 227, 178.05. October hogs down 30 cents. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, December is up 12.5, 979.5. March was up 12 cents, 975.5. Chicago wheat, December up 7 cents, 910.75. March up 6.75, 922. December corn up 2.75, 688.25. March was up 3 cents, 693.25. November soybeans down 4.25, 1457.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.